Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. In the book Charlotte's Web by E.B. White, Charlotte the Spider says, "After all, what's a life anyway? We're born, we live a little while, we die." True, but science is trying to extend life, even if just a bit, with xenotransplantation.
That means placing organs from another animal species into humans, and the research into pig organs has been ongoing for years. Among the most promising is the heart.
At first, scientists tried primate organs, but only with some success. In the early 2000s, the switch was made to pig organs because they were plentiful, closer to human size and physiology, and had a lower rate of disease transfer.
The big problem has been organ rejection. Researchers are using CRISPR, a gene editing tool, to remove antigens such as sugar molecules on the surface of pig cells, called alpha-gal. That triggers our immune system to attack.
Lately, they've also been able to remove two other human reactive pig antigens, as well as add human genes to the pig genome to improve the acceptance of the organ.
All of this was put into play in September 2023 when a 58-year-old with end-stage heart disease received one of the genetically modified pig hearts.
Ultimately, his body rejected the pig heart, but it did allow him to spend an extra 6 weeks with his family before he died.
Most of the over 100,000 people in the U.S. waiting for an organ will die. Scientists believe one day xenotransplantation will change that.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more in our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.